Okay, we're on the bottom of Chaf Aleph on the days. A meimer ach shebe eishes achi avi aviv uva achos avi aviv. So this is a shaila we had, whether the wife of a person's father's brother from the father's side or his father's sister from his father's side is also or not. Because the only thing that's awesome in HaTorah is your mother's brother from the father's side. So these are both two steps removed. The father's brother from the father's side is one step removed. And the same thing with the father's sister from the father's side. So that's a shaila. We know that the mother's brother from the father's side is also, because that's only one step away. And the same thing with the father's brother from the father's side. Right. Eishes achi aviv, avi aviv. Right, me'imo. That was the shayla. Okay. So Mar says, Omar, so that's so a meimer was matter both of these arrives. Omar le Rav Hillel Rav Ashi, le didi chazi li shnios mar b'rei d'ravna, Uksivan Shisrei Isura. Right. I saw the list of Shniels that was composed by Mar Berei D'Ravna, and in there were 16 different Shniels. So how do you get 16? So it says Lailav Kimni Demasnisa. Our Brisa mentions 8. Okay, that leaves 8. The Sheath the Ve Reb Chiya, and the 6 of Reb Chiya which we're going to learn either today or tomorrow. The Hanachtarti. And then, what's it called? That's 14. In order to get 16, you need these two. So, Vaistois, in the Brisa of Mar Berei D'Ravna, these two arayas are also. So, Mara says, L'tameh Shivsrei Havin. Ramaisa, they're 17. Right? Because, V'doha, Ika Eishas Achi Ha'eim Min Ha'eim, the Pashtin Lisura. Because we added another one anyway that aren't in those lists, and that is the wife of the mother's brother from the mother. That we said is usher. Okay, the mother's maternal brother's wife. Okay, even though min haTorah it's only usher the mother's paternal brother, right? But lamaisa, the chachamim for sure usher the mother's maternal brother. So that would be what's it called, 17. If we're going to add these two, then you're going to have 17. So it still doesn't work out. Mar says, "Holo kasha." That's not a kasha. Why it'll end up to be 17? Hanach tarte d'damin la'adavi kechad chashivu. These two that we are discussing, right? The wife of your father's paternal brother. Or your father's paternal sister, right? Those two are considered like one. Because they're all because of uncle or aunt. So therefore, they're counted as one. So it still comes out to be 16. So Lamaisa, according to the Brisa of Mar Berei D'Ravna, these two should be also, even though a Meimer said they're mutter. Rashi. Hanach Taiti the Damian Lahadodi, Aisha Sahi Avi Ha'av, the wife of your father's brother from the father's side. The Achos Avi Ha'av, and the sister of your father's, what's it called? The sister of your father from the father's side. Shehain Sad Achva Da'av Ulamata Didu Erva. Right, those are all considered one thing. Okay. Gemara says v'hashitzrei v'hamikom akom l'didi chazinlon d'chsivan li'isura. So l'maisa it ends up 16, right? And l'maisa who said this? Rav Hillel said to Rav Ashi, I saw this list, okay? And he wasn't sure exactly what was on the list, but we can deduce from all the shniyas that we have that you have to include these two to make the list have 16. And even though it would be 17, these two are counted as one. Omer lehi ulatameich, yihav ikshiv lehetera, mihav esamchus alayu, that list from Marbere de Ravna. If you had seen in that list that these two arayas were mutter, would you have relied on it? Right? Mihav esamchus alayu, the Marbere de Ravna michosim alayu, just because that list was said in the name of Marbere de Ravna, who said that he signed out on it? Who said that it actually came from him? Maybe it was some student that said it in his name, right? That was not reporting what was actual. Hashtanami, so if you would have seen that these are mutter, like Amemer said, you wouldn't have relied on it, because you would have said maybe it's not an authoritative list. So same thing now, right? Hashtanami dechshiv li surah. Now that you saw that there were 16 for Isser, right? Why do you rely on that to Asher? You wouldn't have relied on it to be Mater. Why should you rely on it to make it Asher? Right? It's no easier to be Mater something than to Asher. Make these Arayas Asher, your Mavakal Pru or Vu or whatever, you may break up Shidduchim. So why are you relying on it to Asher it just as much as you wouldn't have relied on it to be Mater? Lab Marbere Drav Nechasim Alayv. For the same reason you wouldn't have relied on that list to make it Asher, you shouldn't rely on that list. To make it Mutter, you shouldn't rely on that list to make it Asher. Okay. Rashi? No Rashi. Okay, so therefore, the Gemara ends with a Amemer saying, Beferish the Mutter, and, Rav Hillel telling Rav Ashi that he saw this list, and Lechora therefore it should be Asher. And Tosfos Paskins, Rabbeinu Chananel, Paskins like Amemer, who says clearly that both of these Arayas are Mutter, and the Shiltus also is like this, and the Re holds not like that, the Re holds that these two Arayas are Asher. So whether these Arayas, an aunt, father's sister from the father, or your aunt, your father's brother's wife from the father, is a Machlokas Rishonim, whether they're Asher or they're not Asher. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Tani Dvei Reb Chiya. So now we referred before to the six extra arayas that Reb Chiya added, right? The Reb Chiya's Braisa, and they are the following. Shlishi Shebivno Shebibito V'Shebiben Ishto V'Shebibas Ishto Shnia Revi Shebichomi V'Shebichamoso Shnia. So he says the third generation from your son and your daughter and from your wife's son and wife's daughter, they're a shnia. Okay? That's the third generation. We'll see in 1 second what it is. And the fourth generation from your father-in-law and mother-in-law is also a shnia. See Rashi? Shlishi shebivno. What's the case of a third generation from your son and daughter? Bas ben beno, your grandson's daughter, your great-granddaughter, from your son's son, Zeshniya. Doha bas beno erva, because your granddaughter from your son is an erva minatora, bas beno. So bas ben beno, the daughter of your grandson, right, your great-granddaughter is Asher Midrabanan. The Sheva Bito, Bas Ben Bito. The same thing goes with your great-granddaughter from your daughter's son. Your daughter's son's daughter. Your great-granddaughter. Shari Bas Bito Erva, because your daughter's daughter is Asher to you Minatora. Bas Bito. Hilkach Bas Ben Bito Shnia. Therefore, your daughter's son's daughter, your great granddaughter, is also awesome in the Rabbanan. The chain bas ben benoah shall ishto. And the same thing goes with your wife's child, your stepson. Okay? Bas benoah is also what's it called, your granddaughter, who's not your grand, your great step granddaughter, your wife's granddaughter. Right? Bas benoah, her son's daughter, is also to you. O bas ben bita, or your wife's great granddaughter, who's your stepdaughter, step great granddaughter. Okay, So that's the case of Shlishi Shebitno, and that adds to how many cases? Four cases. Right, four cases. Revi Shebechamith, Dor Revi, the fourth generation, and that's called the third generation. Your great granddaughter is your third generation from you. And the fourth generation from your, what's it called, father-in-law and mother-in-law. Dor Revi Shebechamith, Hainu Eim Chamith. Your father-in-law's mother's mother, his grandmother. Your father-in-law's grandmother is also to you. V'hu dor revi l'ishto. That's four generations from your wife. The father-in-law is one generation, and his great-grandmother is three more generations, is four generations, is two more generations, is he's one, and two more is three, and counting your wife is four. So here we count the wife. Right? Over in the other case, we didn't count the wife as a generation. We counted it only as three. Your wife's sons, or what's it called, your wife's daughter's son's daughter is three generations. If you count the wife, it's four generations. I was going to ask that question in a second. When we counted the father-in-law and mother-in-law, we count the wife as the first generation. And then three more generations up. When we count the generations down, we don't count the wife. We counted three generations excluding the wife. Okay. V'hu dor revi l'ishto v'ishto b'chlal v'shech b'chamoso eim chamoso. Your mother-in-law's grandmother is also four generations counting the wife. Shnia de'eim chomi v'eim chamoso erva. Your father-in-law's mother and your mother-in-law's mother are an erva. Why? Shein b'chlal isha u'bas bina, isha u'bas bita. Because they're included in a woman and her granddaughter. Right? Bas bina, bas bita. You're not allowed to marry a woman or her and her granddaughter. So if you marry this woman, right, your mother-in-law's grandmother, your mother-in-law's mother is a woman, and you're married to her granddaughter. So it's a woman and her granddaughter. So that's an erva deraisa. Ilkach imo shnia. That's why the one generation above, the great-grandmother, is also midrabbanan. So now the Gemara asks, Omer le Ravina le Ravashi, Maishna le Mala, de kochoshiv lo le ishto. Why, when we speak about the father-in-law and mother-in-law, we count the wife as the first generation, and we say that it extends up four generations, including the wife. When we're talking about the great-granddaughters, we don't include the wife as one generation, and we say it extends three generations. It's basically the same thing. But why over here do we count the wife and make it four generations, and here we don't count the wife and only make it three generations? Mar says, Lamala di isura mikoach ishto ko'asi choshivla. The generation above, why is this woman Aser? Because of your wife. Right? In other words, the fact that her grandmother is Aser is because you can't marry a woman and her woman and her granddaughter. So you're married to the granddaughter, so you can't marry the grandmother. So the reason the grandmother is Aser is because of your wife. So we count her as the first generation. But Lamata, the Isura Labnikoach Ishto Kaasi, but the ones underneath are not also because of your wife. They're also because of you. They're your granddaughter, your great-granddaughter. So then we don't count you, and we count the next generation as the first generation. Right? Even though the case of Bas Ishto or whatever, there it does have to do with the wife, but Lamaisa, the main case is Bas Bito, Bas Ben Bito, right? And that's your own granddaughter, great-granddaughter. It's not your wife's, what's it called? It's not also because of your wife, it's also because of you. It's your great-granddaughter. Therefore, the wife has nothing to do with it. She's what's it called, not counted. Okay, Choshidwa. Mar says, V'ha ben ishto bas ishto disur mikoach ishto kasi. L'maisa, the other case, that's true of your great-granddaughter, but it also included the case of your wife's, your step-granddaughter, your wife's great-granddaughter, not just yours. And there the wife is the reason for the issue. V'lo choshiv lo, Right. So that's of course, since it mentioned when we're talking about the generations down, it started with your great granddaughter, right? And then it also included your great step granddaughter, even though there the wife is the reason. It only mentioned, since it mentioned three by you, it mentioned three by her and didn't include her. But on the way up, everything is because of your wife. It's father-in-law and mother-in-law's grandparents. Therefore, what's it called? Your wife is the reason for the Isser. Therefore, in both of them, it mentioned the fourth generation, not the third generation. Rashi. Maishno lemala, dekori le'em em chomiv. Your father-in-law's grandmother, why is it called her the fourth generation? The em em chamosa revi. And it includes the wife as one generation. So you get four. Your wife, her father or mother, and their father or mother, and their father or mother. It's four generations. The daughter of your son's son, is we only call it three generations. Why don't we count you? Why don't we count the wife or the person himself as the and count the fourth generation? We're not talking about the wife. We're talking about this guy's own, what's it called, a son, a daughter, son, daughter is directly from him, and it's not even his wife. It's bito mianusasa. It's a woman that he raped. He never married her. So it's not do it ishto. It's not bas ishto. It's bito me'anusoso. It's the reason to the heir is because of him, not because of his wife. It's not the case of bas ishto. Bas ishto is a separate erva. Here it's bito. And bas, what's it called? Or bino, bas bino. So that's why it only counts three generations and not four, because it has nothing to do with the wife. And even the case it does have to do with the wife, right, the case which is his step-granddaughter, right, since we mentioned the case of what does not do with his wife, which his actual granddaughter, right, is three generations, we mentioned that one also as only three generations.
We're up into Chav Beis Amar Aleph, the middle of the daf. Omer Le Rav Ashi Le Rav Kahana. Shniyos Rav Chia Yesh Lam Hetzik or Ein Lam Hetzik. The six shniyos, yeah, of Rabbi Chia, right. Shlishi shebino shebito, sheben ishto veshebas ishto, and Ravi shebechomi veshechamoso. Okay, but do they have a hepsik or not? Is it only those generations, or does it go on indefinitely? Tosus asks, Lechora, we had before that the daughter-in-law of your grandson, right, Kalas ben Beno, is also indefinitely, right, not only your grandson, your great-grandson, great-great-grandson, and so on. And that's only a daughter-in-law, okay? And here, we're talking about Bas ben Beno, your mom is your daughter, your great-great-granddaughter, not daughter-in-law. So if that doesn't have a hefsikoshke in your own, so it says, no, the svara to say just the opposite. Those cases, lemaisa, there's Yerusha in those situations. Because it's still your son, grandson, or whatever, in a Yerusha line. But even though it's your daughter-in-law, but she's also because, but over here, the Yerusha ends because of the daughters. So since there's no Yerusha, maybe the kirva is less. That's why they didn't answer it. Okay. Toshma. Domarav, Dalid Noshim Yeshlam Hefsik. The Sulo, Rav said only four of them, right, of the original list that we had, right, in the Braisa, four of them don't have a Hefsik. Mashma, that every other case of Shnia, has a Hefsik, and all the other cases of Shnios don't have a Hefsik. They go on indefinitely. Shmuel says, no, Dilma Kiko, Omarav, Lahi Masnisa. Rav was only referring to the list in that Braisa, but not Reb Chia's list. So in the Pchiyas list, there may be others that have a hefsek. Toshma, Shlishi Uravi, Shlishi Uravi in Tfeila, says the Feirish, Dafka Shlishi and Ravi, right? The third generation, in the cases of your own, progeny, and the fourth generation when it comes to your father-in-law, mother-in-law. Mashman Dafka, the third generation, fourth generation, not more than that. Moshe says, no, lo dilma mishlishi ve'ilich m'ravi ve'ilich. It means from the third generation and on, right? The third generation and everything beyond that also. There's no raya that it means only till there. So we don't have an answer to the question. The question remains unresolved, whether the shnios of Reb Chiya have a hefsek or don't have a hefsek. Rashi. Lahi mashnisa, haydik tani la'el, mahen shnios. Tahi ayri rav, v'omar arba yeshlam hefsek v'sulo. Right? Maybe Rav was only going back on that list in the Brisa we had before that listed that list of Shnios. And there he said four of them have a Hefsek. But that's no raya that Reb Chiya's Shnios don't have a Hefsek. Toshima, the Tani b'Shnios Reb Chiya, Shlishi Shebibno, Uravi Shebichomi. The Sulo, Mashmo, only the third generation and the fourth generation. Amayesh lemetzik, mashma, that after that it's mutter. Mer says, no, maybe it means from there on. Omer le rova new thing. Omer le rova le rav nachman. Chozi mar haimer rabbonan, do osim mar rova. Ve omar bo bimar rova. Rova said to Rav Nachman, there was a Talmud that came from Eretz Yisrael, and he reported the following. They had the following shayla in Eretz Yisrael. Gozru shnios begerim, or lo gozru shnios begerim. By a ger, the etzim arayas, every ger who's megayer is like a tinnik, he has no more relatives. His relatives are not his relatives anymore. But they were gozer, the regular arayas, for two reasons. One reason is that people shouldn't say he came from Kedusha Kala to Kedusha Chamura. From Kedusha Chamura to Kedusha Kala. When he was a goy, he was usher to marry those arayas. Now he's mutter. That applies to arayas that he was usher to marry when he was a goy. There's another reason also. That people will learn from him. If he can get married to them, they won't know he's a ger. They'll say that every Jew can get married to them. And those are arayas that he wasn't necessarily osur when he was a goy. He can't say that Kedusha Chamura to Kedusha Kala, or if he was osur then, he should be osur now, because he wasn't osur then either. For that, you need what's it called, second svara, that people may learn from him to be mater arayas. They won't realize he's a ger. So the shaila is, they got asered the regular arayas. How about shnios? Right? Did they aser by a ger also shnios or not? Omer lei hashtu ma erva gufa ilav shlo yom ruboy mitusha chamur lutusha kal lo gozru b'hu rabbanan shnios miboyim. It wouldn't be for the gzera that people shouldn't say that he came from Kedusha Chamura where he was aser, and now he became Jewish and he's mutter. Right? We wouldn't have asked the regular arayas. So we're now going to ask the shnius also. They're only a gzera. So it's like a gzera, the gzera.
Was there a coil about gzera? Everyone knows that the person's a
gzera? No. That's why they were afraid. Right? No, but I'm saying that's on either side.
Why should that be good? Everyone knows that he's a gzera.
Yeah, no, but not everybody knows. So because not everybody knows, you may learn from him. And because there are people who do know, people will say that bo mi kedusha chamura kedusha kala. The people who don't know, so we made a gzera on both things.
Who's he going to marry? Who's he going to marry? Marrying somebody who's a guy? If it's a progeny from him now.
No, he's marrying somebody who also converted.
So they're from Bahrain, so everybody knows.
No, but what's it called? They'll see he's marrying his sister. His whatever, right? This woman was a sister. And now he's marrying his sister. I think that a Jew can marry his sister too. They won't realize that he can only do it because he's a ger. And they both converted, and they're both therefore not related anymore. Rashi, the gerim, gozru shnios, shimhoye ger nosri ein imo yotzi. Right? If a ger was married to his the grandmother, when he converted, and his grandmother converted. So he has to not remain married to her. Because, what's it called? It looks bad. Right? Now, what's it called? Before, you were you couldn't marry your mother's mother. And now you can? Okay.
So she didn't convert
to get
married up?
No, she's a goy.
Okay.
No, but when he was a goy, he was married. Miktusha chamura, shovdei kachom, muzor marais. Even goyim are also a certain arayas. Lo gazu, oh, in here yet. Right. Lo gazu burabonim, the cotton should know the domi, the ain lo kurva. Right, because really, there's no more arayas, because they're not related. Halachically, once he's Megayer, he's like a newborn person, and the other relative is Megayer, is like a newborn person, so they're not related anymore. It's not his grandmother anymore. But it looks like his grandmother. Therefore, it's Osir. Okay. Omar of Nachman, Gerim, Hoyle of Osir, Yodin, since we're talking about Gerim, I'll tell you name of Bahen Mils, I'll tell you something else about Gerim. Achim min Ho'ein lo Yo'idu. Two brothers that have a common mother, they're Goyim, and they both converted. So now they're really not related at all, and they could give Eidus, but they're not allowed to give Eidus together. The imheidu edusin Eidus, but the diavid, it's good Eidus. Achim min ha'av, but if they're brothers from the father's side, meidim lechatchila, then they could give Eidus lechatchila. Why? Because by goyim, the father is irrelevant. Ein choshishin lezera ha'av. And therefore, the Torah was mafkir zera ha'av, zirma susim zirmosim. Their zera is like the zera of susim. So therefore, the relationship between a father and a son is not considered by the Torah a relationship by a goy. But the mother, you know who the mother is. It's no sekas. She gave birth to the kid. So the maternal krovim is more significant by a goy than the paternal krovim. Okay, so therefore, if a goy converted, and he, what's it called, had a brother who also converted, and they were had a common mother, then lechatchila they can't give edus, because people see these guys are brothers. They don't realize that he's a ger and it's not his brother anymore, and they'll think that brothers can give edus. B'di'evid, they're not really brothers, but b'di'evid, the edus is edus. On the other hand, if they were only paternal brothers when they were goyim, then people know that they weren't brothers altogether, because who says that they really have the same father, right? It looks like they have the same father, but the Torah didn't consider the relationship to the father a relationship. So therefore, now that they're Jewish, so when they were goyim, their brotherhood wasn't considered anything. So now that they're Jewish, we're not choshish that people will think that they're brothers, and they're really not brothers anymore halachically, and therefore their edus is kosher lechatchila. Rashi, lo yo'idu lechatchila, the kurvas ein begeirim kurvahi. The kurva by goyim, geirim over here means before they were a goyim, is a good relationship. The havada imohi, because you know for sure it's the mother, right? The imheidu edusin edus, the cotton should know that. But really, they're not brothers anymore, and therefore, b'di'evin, the edus is good. Me'idim lechatchila, the rachmona afkarei lezera mitzri. They'll see zirma susim zirmosam. The semen of horses is their zirma. Right? Hilkach kurvas av ain a kurva. Therefore, even by the goy, the paternal relationship is not a relationship. So therefore, people aren't going to say, hey, two brothers are made. Because they knew that when the guy was a goy, the brotherhood wasn't so strong altogether. Okay. Ameimer omer afilu achin min ha'ein nomi me'im lechatzila. Even brothers who, when they were goyim, they had a common mother, and they were brothers, right, still they could be made. Why? Because people know that they're gerim, and a ger is kikot and shenolet. We're not afraid that people won't know that they're gerim, and they'll say that, what's it called, that the Jews are also allowed to be made, right? By Arias, we said that people may not know that they're Gerim, and they'll learn that maybe regular Jews can marry like that. Well, this is Prashit. Everybody gets married. And therefore, people can make a mistake and think that, what's it called, that this Erva is Mutter. right? Because it was mutter to this person, it's mutter to me. They won't realize that this person's a ger. But Eidus lebeizin asura. Eidus has to be in front of a beizin, and the beizin has to check out the situation. And therefore, beizin will make the differentiation whether it's a ger or it's a regular Jew. So beizin, we're not afraid they're going to make a mistake. But regular people are afraid. And even though a person has to get married, he has to have a Masada Kedusha, he doesn't have to have some rabbi, he can have anybody, right? Two witnesses, and marrying from two witnesses, get married. You don't need a basin. The Gershon is Geir, the Kotten Shanolot, Tony. Ma'emes, a Gershon is Geir, the Kotten Shanolot. But Lamaisa, people may not understand that. So as an Erva, which is everybody is involved in, is what's it called, they were Gozer. And by Aedis, which Bezdin has to be involved in, they weren't kosher. Rashi.
Bezdin would check always the faith of someone on your ger.
Yes, sure. Before they have Makabal Aedis and some that's not his kosher.
If Rabbi Akiva came in front of a ger, they would say, excuse me, are you a ger?
Yeah, they have to know who he is, what he is, how he's kosher, whatever, yeah. The Bezdin has to thoroughly investigate the Aedim and find out who they are, if they're kosher or not kosher. They ask every time by kedushin. We ask, are you related to the chosim, the kala, to each other, whatever? And okay. Maishno edus miarayis. The omer lekamba meperik nosin ger shoyin nosi achosu minoein yotzi. If a ger was married to his maternal sister, then they both converted. Even though they're what's it called, they're not related anymore, and they can't stay married. L'chol mesura, hakol noshim noshim, everybody gets married. Hilkach ishoris l'kiyuma osi nomi l'misha erva b'Yisrael. Therefore, if you let him remain married to his sister, people will think that a Jew can marry his sister too, a regular Jew. The kuli amelo yadi, the time of the ger, mishum the cotton shenol domi. They won't know the reason a ger can get married to his sister is because it's not a sister. But they'll think, you see, you're allowed to marry your sister. Lebeizdin mesura, the inami machsheres edus achim geirin lo ashi lachshuri achim Yisrael. Since the beizdin's involved, just because your mother two brothers to give edus, who were brothers before they converted, the beizdin will know that once they converted, they're not brothers anymore. The beizdin yadi the gershin eskayer kikotin shenolas domi.